history today. For the first time in 38 years, the Cavaliers are ACC Tournament Champions in 2014. Our final score, 72-63, is confetti pours onto the Greensboro Coliseum. Virginia, one for the ages.
Good evening, Wahoos, and welcome, ACC fans. What a weekend in Greensboro it was. Oh, my goodness, oh, my goodness. The Wahoos went down there, and they made their number one regular season title stand up. They beat three excellent teams. First, Florida State, then Pittsburgh, and then they beat none other than Duke. And I know I'm not the first person to say this, but Wahoo Wah.
It was a good weekend. Very good. And for the players and the coaches, it's quite an accomplishment. You know, one of four teams. Duke's done it several times, but Duke, North Carolina, Miami last year, and Virginia this year to win the regular season crown and the ACC tournament crown. But you don't get the hardware without winning the tournament. So, as the front page of the newspaper reflected today, Joe Harris and Akil Mitchell appropriately holding up that ACC trophy that has not been in Virginia's hands very often, not at least from a men's basketball standpoint. We've won plenty of other ACC trophies, but men's basketball, it's been few and far between. So
I think this makes like number 23 or number 24, maybe. Isn't that right?
Of what?
That's national championships. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm just it's easy to count up the basketball championships, too.
And a bunch of regular season titles, which most people around the country recognize regular season titles as being much harder to accomplish, Avo. So try to keep that in perspective. I know it's a tough day for you. It snowed, and
know,
you couldn't drive back to Manikin to take your dog for a walk at lunch.
St. Patrick's Day, and it's snowing.
Oh, no.
Thank God for global warming, you know? I mean, don't get me off on this.
Avo, you're moping. Let's face it.
I'm not moping. I'm a happy boy. I'm a happy boy.
Okay, let's show it.
The problem is, you know, the most...
What's the problem, Avo?
The most important game on the schedule is the next game. I've forgotten about the game yesterday. I'm thinking about Coastal Carolina. Are they the Chanticleers? I'm still trying to figure that out.
I don't know, but did you stop taking your dementia medicine? Come on.
I mean,
this weekend was huge. Today, we can celebrate it. Tonight, we can celebrate it. Well, tomorrow, the team goes back to practice.
You were in diapers at the time, but I remember the last ACC title.
I was 18, sport.
And they celebrated.
18 in diapers?
Well, I wasn't wearing diapers.
They celebrated.
I wore diapers till he was 20, so I can, we can only go by that.
I don't want to say anything, but I'm back in them. No, that's not true. But at any rate,
get in a good
not
mood.
True out there.
Get
Listen,
in a good mood.
I'm just telling you, the last time we won the ACC title, we celebrated so much we turned around and lose in the first round to Ray Meyer's DePaul Blue Demons.
Because Virginia wasn't used to the NCAAs. And you know what? This team, number one seed in the East, going down to Raleigh. Let's go ahead and talk about that game, since apparently you can't enjoy the excitement of this past weekend.
Well, I think
so.
You
this
can.
Coming Friday
Maybe
night,
tomorrow, then we got to get down to work.
Okay, next Friday, this coming Friday, what's going to happen, Avo?
I think we will take care of business, but Cliff Ellis is a good basketball coach. This is the fourth team he's taken to the NCAA tournament, so I take nothing for granted. You know, strange things happen. A 16 has never beaten a 1. And I sure as heck don't want Virginia to be the first time that ever happened. So we've got to,
I'm going to call you Poxitani Phil. You're scared of your own shadow. What in the heck is wrong with you?
Well, he did see the shadow, and Lord knows, I think the groundhog was all over it. It is snowing on March 17th, here in good old Richmond, Virginia, capital of the South.
All right,
it was a great weekend, and Joe Harris, the Everett case. So we should, speaking of basketball. Assistant coach, former John Marshall great, Jason Williford will join us here in a few minutes, so we'll have an opportunity to get his reaction from the team standpoint and have an opportunity to congratulate him on what has been a magical season for the Hoos. And also the women's tennis coach.
Mark Elbo, who is in his ninth year at UVA and has the Wahoos have been ranked in the top 10 this year, on a couple of polls, and that's pretty impressive considering women's tennis back when I was in school. They had some darn good-looking girls on that team, but they didn't win many matches. So
yeah, even Frank could beat the women's tennis players. That shows where they were.
I did hit with a couple of them, and they're nice people. They're good students. But
hit with them or hit on them?
I said hit the ball with them.
Oh, okay.
Just played tennis. You know, tennis is a good game, Hubbard.
You know, I mean, I don't hear real well, so maybe I'm.
We know you have bad hair. You also have bad memory.
No, we're happy Who's. We're happy Who's. Isn't that right, Chris Sill? Are
yes,
you a
sir.
Happy
yes,
Who?
Yes, sir. And if you're a happy Who out there, go ahead and call in 345-0910.
Give us your reaction.
If you had questions or comments for Frank or Jim.
Hey, don't forget, Who's Talking is streaming live on the Sabre.com and SportsRadio910.com. We also have a Facebook page, and lately the number of likes and friends has been climbing rapidly. It's interesting. 2 years ago, our numbers were pretty high, and they sort of faded back. And I think football sort of impacted, but now basketball has been surging, and people want to talk about it, and they're excited again. And even Hobbo, I think tomorrow's going to wake up and realize the Who's are in the NCAAs, and this is exciting. And they are number one seed, for crying out loud.
Hey, I still go back to the comment in the newspaper back in 2003 or whatever that the ACC is now, has been, and always will be a basketball league.
Now, hold on. He's almost getting warmed up now. You know. There's almost a pulse over there. Chris, punch him. Yeah. Chris is going to punch him, I promise.
I tell you, see, I love that second net. I have my eyes on that third net and that really nice Waterford crystal basketball. I can just see that thing in the trophy case outside of Tony Bennett's office.
Now, hold on. You know what we did do? We did say, back as basketball season was about to get underway, we both agreed – clearly, Hobbo, that UVA was Final Four, Elite Eight, capable and talented enough to do it. And now we know for certain they've got one heck of a coach. We always liked Tony Bennett. We always respected Tony Bennett. But you know what? When you beat Duke, Pittsburgh, and Florida State down there in Greensboro, which is Duke's second home court, that's unbelievable.
Well, to correct the record, I said before the season started we were a Sweet 16 team. Beyond the Sweet 16, it's a crapshoot.
But I said we were Final Four, Elite Eight, capable.
Capable.
Correct.
Well, if you're a Sweet 16, any of the Sweet 16 are capable of going to the Final
Four.
No,
they're not.
They're all pretty even at that stage.
I think you can practically book your tickets now.
And I'm thinking about it.
Hold on. We got Calvin calling in from Dinner Park. Calvin, what you got for us?
Hey, I don't know whether you guys noticed it or not, and I guess, I mean, that, there's some other food fans out there can call and support this, but the national media, they are not giving UVA any type of respect.
You are right.
Have you noticed that?
Yeah, we did. You know what's interesting, Calvin, is on most of the review shows last night, they were picking Michigan State to come out of the East, and they were barely talking about the Wahoos, and what a bunch of nonsense that is.
Excuse me, let me cut in. you just won the ACC tournament. You beat Pittsburgh, who's a tournament team. You knocked off Duke, and the national media, they are not showing this squad any respect. I mean, this is one of UVA's best, one of their best basketball teams we've seen around here in 30 years. I mean, they're versatile, they're tough, they're smart, they're physical. And they got an excellent head coach, and the national media continues to ignore them for whatever reason.
Well, I don't know if it's ignored so much. I think because Virginia plays collectively, they play as a team, and they don't have the individual superstars. I think that may be part of it. They also don't have the tradition. You know, when you look at the Dukes and Michigan States and the other teams
recent
around.
Tradition.
Well, I mean,
recent
tradition from a number of years ago, but we're not a banner school. We don't have banners hanging in the rafters representative of national championships.
And not many do.
Well, everybody has banners. Well,
not national champion banners, Hobbo.
Well, but I'm talking about Duke, North Carolina, Indiana, Kentucky, places like that, and Michigan State. I've seen the Waterford Crystal basketball outside Tom Izzo's office.
Team is not going to the Final Four. I'm going to say it right now. They are overrated. They had three good days. I know a couple guys got healthy, but they've been up and down this year. I've seen them play. Poppycock.
No, they're a talented basketball team. Now, is that a team Virginia can beat? Yeah. But we got two games we got to win before we even dream about Michigan State. So, you know, you get to this time of year. But there is a level of disrespect. And but I hope that can be motivation for the basketball team. That, you know, I think Jay Williams – during the lead up to the ACC tournament, he made reference to the fact that Virginia was probably the least regarded,
the most
underappreciated ACC regular season champion ever. And they showed that that should not have been the case. by going to Greensboro and winning three games and becoming the ACC tournament champion as well.
And forcing Duke to actually quit. At the end of the game, they stood on the court for about 18 seconds with their hands on their hips. They capitulated. Krzyzewski was practically crying in the press conferences, all disappointed in their effort and the fact that they didn't get a couple of calls here. What a bunch of nonsense.
He said a lot of nice things about the team, though.
And let me tell you, it was laced with the other stuff. He should have just said, Virginia outplayed us, they out-rebounded us, they outdrove us to the basket, they made their foul shots, they deserved to win. They were the number one seed. That's what he should have said, but he didn't say any of that. Well, I watched the live feed.
He doesn't have a lot of experience being the losing coach. So maybe,
and you know what?
We'll attribute it to that.
And he is not a good sport.
Well, he's a competitor, and you know
poppycock.
I think Tony Bennett, if the shoes were reversed, I think Tony would have been much more gracious, but that's just the nature.
That's just the way Tony is.
It's the nature of the man, you know. So that's,
Terry Holland, who was our guest on Thursday night on Who's Talking in Greensboro.
And that's why I think Tony is such a good representative of the University of Virginia. Be it success or failure, he's going to behave in a way that I think UVA people could be very proud.
Well, the Wahoos, back to the Calvin's question, the Wahoos are going to acquit themselves quite well down in Raleigh. Looking at this bracket, there's no reason to think they can't handle Coastal Carolina, and then they will find a way to beat the winner of the GW-Memphis game. You have to think that Memphis will squeeze by GW. That will be a good game, but I think Virginia is going to move past them and move on to that next round and get out of that tournament site in one piece. Virginia has too many parts, too many good coaches, and Brogdon and Harris will find a way to lead the Wahoos. All right, we're going to head to break. When we come back, Jason Williford, UVA assistant head coach, will be with us. Stay with us. This is going to be an exciting segment. Stay with Who's Talking.